Podcast Report, episode number 12. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of The Podcast Report. Cliff Ravenscraft here from PodcastAnswerMan.com and your host for The Podcast Report, a podcast devoted to the podcasting track of New Media Expo. I'm so used to saying Blog World and New Media Expo, but no, it's New Media Expo, focused on blogging, podcasting, and web TV. And on the line with me once again, my wonderful co-host for this show and also great guest getter, Megan Enlow. Megan, how are you?
I'm doing great, Cliff. How are you?
Good. We're going to get you those business cards corrected, and it's going to say great guest getter right underneath your name.
I'll take that.
There you go. Hey, so this month is pretty exciting. It's November. We're getting closer to our January Las Vegas NMX event. I could not be more excited than I am. But November is pretty exciting for the podcasting community overall because of something that the conference has decided to do this month. You want to tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. This month is podcasting month with New Media Expo. We are going to put an extra focus on podcasts. I am going to be sharing some of my favorite podcasts, some of our speakers' podcasts, and some of the podcasts that have been nominated for the podcast awards. I get to share 4 days a week on our Facebook page, so it's exciting. It's all just, there's so much happening with November, with the podcast awards voting, and NADPOD POMO, which we're going to talk about in a few minutes. So it seemed like a good time to put some extra focus on podcasting.
One of the things that is exciting about this is the fact that, you know, New Media Expo as a conference has a lot of people involved in marketing and promotion, as they should. They need to sell seats to these conferences. So they have wonderful people in charge of Facebook distribution, blogging, making sure that posts are organized and scheduled weeks or sometimes even months in advance. So you just have this amazing machinery behind the scenes that most people may not even think about. And the fact that during the month of November that podcasting is getting the lion's share of that, all of that attention, it just blows my mind. It continues to just reemphasize just how serious this conference is about making the New Media Expo the industry conference where basically us podcasters, we can call home. And I just love that. I love the fact that we have that place where we can gather and congregate and know that, hey, if you're a podcaster, this is the place you ought to be.
And absolutely. Yep.
Very cool.
And you're right. I'm seeing the machinery for the first time, seeing how, you know, how the things work in the background, and it's an amazing team of people, and I'm so pleased that they're all helping me focus on podcasts this month, and they're all focusing on podcasts, so this is going to be a great thing.
Wonderful. So another thing exciting happening here in November, it's November 1st. Which this happens to be the very first day of voting for the podcast awards.
I've already done my voting.
I have as well. I've cast my vote for the day. Now, of course, all of the nominations have been slated. And if you go to podcastawards.com, you will see all of the different categories and the top people who made it into the nomination process. And voting, as I said, opens today, Thursday, November 1st. Of course, this is released on the 2nd, but you're still going to be able to have a chance to vote. You can vote once a day, every day, for 15 days. And basically what they do is they take the podcasts that have the most number of votes. Those are the people who win. And of course, there is going to be a massive celebration and ceremony at the Podcast Awards. And
who is going to be emceeing that?
Our MC will be none other than my greatest hero on new media, Leo Laporte.
Absolutely.
I'm pretty excited about that.
I know you are. And also, I'd like to give a shout out to Todd Cochran just to clarify so that everyone knows. We are very happy to be giving the podcast awards a home, a place, a celebration. But Todd over at Raw Voice is the guy behind it. He's the reason that we've had the podcast awards for the last 8 years. So I would like to give a shout out to him for all of his hard work in putting out the podcast awards.
I'm so glad that you mentioned that because I forgot. Sometimes I get so excited. It's like I know that I made a bunch of public announcements. Hey, Leo Laporte, we finally got it. Yes, this is done. It's like, wait a second. Did somebody else take? No. Somebody asked me if I could try to get Leo to come and MC this thing. And so certainly, the Podcast Awards is still very much with Podcast Connect, which I believe is the company that Todd created. And Todd does a wonderful job. Yes. I personally, as a podcaster, have in this. By the way, I just want to mention this for podcasters. If you didn't know this, and there's still time to do it now, you can actually sponsor the Podcast Awards as a podcaster. I believe the rate for a independent podcaster to support the awards is $250, and that'll give you a little square banner on one of the two sides of the voting site. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, was there over 1 million submissions for nominations? And you imagine all of these podcasters who are sending their communities to go and vote every single day. I can tell you right now, my podcast, Podcast Answer Man, had sponsored as a podcast every single year for the last several years, and it has always driven a ton of traffic through my analytics. I could see how much it is. And it's been so successful that I'm happy to say that Podcast Answer Man this year may not be in the technology category, but I don't care. When you go and you vote, the first thing you're going to see is thank you to our corporate sponsors. And I'm very delighted to personally be a corporate sponsor of the Podcast Awards.
Excellent.
That's how
Excellent.
Much I'm glad I believe you brought that up. I love the Podcast Awards, and it's going to be a blast. But if that weren't enough excitement for the podcasting community in November, there's something else going on, and it's NADPOMO. What she National said.
Podcasting Month. Now, sorry, National Podcast Post Month.
National Podcast Post Month. Now, this is something that was started by somebody who is actually standing by on the line with us right now, and why Megan has officially gained the title of Great Guest Getter for our podcast. Do you want to please announce Jennifer and tell us a little bit about her?
Well, Jennifer is the creator of the National Podpo. I'm going to do it wrong now. National Podcast Post Month, not Podpomo. Jennifer, tell us how you got started in this. And how do you pronounce your last name? Because I was afraid to pronounce your... Is it Navarrete?
That's close. It's Jennifer Navarrete, if you can roll your R's. If not, I've also been called Jennifer Never Ready, and that also works.
Well, I'm a California girl, so I'm not going to be rolling my R's too much.
Well, when we started back in 2007, I had heard about NaNoWriMo, which is National Novel Writing Month, and then I kind of started doing a little digging and saw that there was NABLOPOMO, which was National Blog Writing Month. And then I even discovered that there was NAVLOPOMO, which was National Vlogging Post Month. And I thought, oh, this is so cool. This is really awesome. I'm going to go join NAPODPOMO, or what I figured it would be. And I went and did a bunch of research, and I was very sad to discover there was no such animal. And so I thought, well, this isn't right. Everyone else has, you know, their platform to blog about, to write about, to do videos about. And us podcasters were like the redheaded stepchildren, and we got kind of left out. And so I thought, well, maybe I should just start it. And so with 3 days before November 1st, back in 2007, I just created a Ning site and then threw it out there and said, hey, anybody want to join me for 30 days of podcasting? And that very first year, we had 50 brave souls who decided to go on this journey with us. And it was really kind of an exciting thing because all of us were podcasters, and even some of us were new podcasters. And so we kind of encouraged each other and kept each other going. And so it was really kind of a cool thing. And so it's now 6 years later, and we're still going strong.
That's amazing. So for 6 years, you have been encouraging people to get out and do a podcasting post every day for 30 days. Is that how I'm understanding that?
Right. Some folks said, well, can I do my posts on the weekend, you know, and then just release them over the course of the show? Does it have to be live, everything? And the whole point of it was not to be really strict with what you could and couldn't do. If you had 30 shows by the end of the month, by November 30th, then guess what? You won. You succeeded, you accomplished. But even then, even if you only did half of the month, or even if you started and weren't able to finish or were intermittent, the fact that you decided to participate in an event like this or even make an effort towards it, in my mind, was also a win. And so I was telling Megan this story when we were chatting a couple of days ago. I started a couple years ago, I went to like day 11, and then my life got really, really busy. And then all of a sudden it was November 30th. And I was like, oh my God, I've got 19 podcasts I need to get done. And so what I did was I recorded one show after the other so that I could finish and have my 30 shows in 30 days. And it was a marathon of speaking, and I had a dry cotton mouth by the time I was done, but I just felt like I had to accomplish it that year.
So the good news is for our listeners, since this won't go up until the 2nd of November, the good news is no matter when you're listening to this in November, you've still got time to join in.
Absolutely.
Now, is there an official community around this, or is this just something you say, hey, I'm taking a part of this?
Well, you know, we started that Ning group, and I've kept that Ning group going. It's napodpomo.ning.com, and so it's not a real friendly URL, but it's always been very grassroots and very, like, community-driven. And so I've just kind of kept it that loose, relaxed kind of way where we just kind of encourage each other. And one of the neat things about it is that every year we create a group feed. So everybody submits their individual feeds to someone in the group who takes charge of that. This year it's Nathan Lott. In the past it's been Shano. And so what we do is just say, here's our feed. And then the person who's in charge of that will take all the feeds and aggregate it into a single feed so that we can all subscribe to that single feed and, you know, continue to be part of the listening, not just the talking, but the listening of NAPOD POMO.
I'm curious, what tools are podcasters using besides, you know, obviously they're already podcasters, so they've already got the gear and everything, but are any podcasters using, you know, third-party tools that where they can make it a little bit easier and maybe use their phone or make it something where it's simpler and they don't have to get out their entire podcasting rack?
Yeah, you can imagine how it is when you're trying to do a podcast every single day, you know, for the month of November. And so we encourage folks to be creative and to use whatever tools they have at their disposal. As you said, Megan, I mean, a lot of us as traditional podcasters have the mic, the mixer, the, you know, the software, we've got it all down, but that can be time cumbersome, you know, when you're trying to do it every day. So we encourage folks to use apps, and so there's apps out there like SoundCloud, like Audioboo, like VoiceGo, and of course Cinch just closed down recently. That was a favorite that we used for the last few years, and even Blog Talk Radio. Really, any platform that you can share your audio message. And we're not strict on how you do it, as long as you do it.
Now, do you have a lot of people who have existing podcasts that they're used to promoting on a, let's say, a weekly basis, and they do a ton of research and stuff like that, but they want to participate? Do they usually launch something separate from what they're doing to kind of maybe as bonus material for their communities during this 30-day challenge?
You know, that very first year, we had some folks who were starting new shows, and I myself use it as an experimentation because I've you know, been doing this for a while, so I try and do something different to kind of hone my audio skills and just try and challenge myself. But we did have a couple of folks who just went ahead and in their main feed started pushing posts every single day, and they got some pushback from their audience.
Yeah.
Who were like, hey, we love hearing from you, but, you know, even though we're into you, we're not that into you. And so what a lot of us discovered was that it was kind of a neat thing to do a side project, or even to have it, you know, make that announcement that, hey, if you want to hear this, I'm doing this on maybe on Cinch or maybe on another platform or on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm going to release it in a secondary area. I'm not going to force it on you, but if you're interested, here's my other stuff. So it's been interesting to watch how folks kind of choose to kind of use NAPOD POMO for their audio listening. I do have folks who have been longtime podcasters, but it's kind of died down through the years. But every single year during the month of November, they dust off their equipment and get right back into it. So it's kind of like a boot camp or refresher, or maybe like a reunion where we're all rah-rah-rahing each other and encouraging each other to, you know, get back into podcasting. And then we're also encouraging the newcomers who are intimidated by the word podcasting but are curious about it.
Well, speaking of rah-rah-rah for podcasting, you were listening in when Cliff and I were talking about podcasting month. How do you think that NAPOD POMO fits into that?
It's a perfect match. I mean, I love that we've been doing NAPOD POMO for a while now. The fact that New Media Expo is choosing to focus on podcasting in the month of November is a perfect match. We absolutely love the fact that we can shine more attention onto what a lot of us feel is an underappreciated platform, even though those of us who are in it can see the value and the merits of it. And once we get folks like clients and other folks to kind of really see how impactful and powerful it can be. So anything that can shine a light on what is my favorite, absolute favorite tool, I'm all for it.
I'm so excited about it too, because I handle the at New Media, or sorry, at NMX podcast Twitter client, and this gives me more podcasters to talk to and banter with. So that just makes my day, because that is my absolute favorite thing in the world to do, other than listening to podcasts. I'm usually bantering with podcasters on Twitter at the same time. So this gives me lots of new people to talk to. I'm very, very happy about that.
And I'm pretty excited too. I've been around the field of podcasting for quite a while myself, and I've already produced several shows on a weekly basis. I definitely would not want to create daily shows for 30 days for any of those particular audiences. However, I am working on a very secret, totally top secret, brand new podcast. It's an entertainment fan-based podcast that I'm doing solo for the very first time.
And you won't even tell me what it is.
I won't even tell you. But here's the deal. I'm actually going to try to record, and my goal was to have a minimum of 20 episodes before December, when I actually officially launch this thing, so that I can be 20 weeks ahead. So I may actually do my own little twist. I may say, okay, you know what? Well, my goal is now, I've already have 2 episodes. So now my goal is to have 32 episodes before the end of November, so that I can do a post every day in November. But I'm going to hold all of those episodes and release them 1 week after another once this thing gets launched, and I'll be several months, if not almost an entire year in advance on my production schedule.
Oh,
wow. That's ambitious.
Very ambitious.
I love it. So a fan-based podcast, so something brand new. I dig it. You know, the thing about those of us who are into audio and into podcasting, one show is never enough.
That's right. Exactly. Well,
you mentioned it being a boot camp, and Cliff will certainly agree that somebody needs to give me a kick in the rear end with a boot. So I think I'm going to jump in. I was looking earlier today at what I was listening to yesterday, and I thought, you know, a little mini podcast of what I listened to yesterday might fit in just nicely with Ned Podpomo, because I've got, it looks like 10 or 12 podcasts that I listen to. So a little short talk of what I listen to and what I like about them, I thought would fit in very nicely.
And I've used Audioboo in the past, and it's perfect for something like that.
That's actually my question about what tools were out there was completely selfish, because I wanted to find out what tools I could be using.
I would recommend using Audioboo, and then this could be controversial, but I still believe it. Take the RSS feed from our Audioboo and burn it through FeedBurner, and then send that on into iTunes and other directories. And that way, if you ever choose to say, you know what, Audioboo went away, or Cinch went away, or this went away, you still have the ability to change that original feed over to something else and just keep the original recordings of all those episodes that you record.
That's a good strategy, because we've seen so many tools and so many platforms come and go. I mean, how many of us remember Jot and Udders and now Cinch? And so it's like, you know, these things come and go. So you've got to have your own content. So downloading those shows so that they're on a hard drive somewhere, or even up in a cloud somewhere, is key to kind of keeping control of your own content. Because if you rely on some third party, as much as they're a really cool tool to use and very easy to use because they're an app on your phone, they could be gone tomorrow.
They could be, indeed. Well, Jennifer, I'll tell you what, since we have you on here, I just want to real quickly give you a chance to plug some of the other stuff that you're doing. I noticed that you have more than one podcast. Can you tell us a little bit about your own podcasts and where people can find them?
Absolutely. I started podcasting back in 06 with my sister, Jackie Adame. It's called The Morning Brewcast, and it's two girls drinking coffee, talking about coffee. And so that's our original show. And we don't have a regular production schedule. We're drinking coffee and we have a good conversation going. We're like, hey, let's record this, and we'll record it. But we do have a loyal fan base, so that's always nice. The show that I've been doing more regularly and consistently in year 4 is called Tech in 20. And that's a show that we do through Blog Talk Radio. My co-host on that show is Louis Sandoval Jr. And we've been doing that. And that actually started out as a NAPOD POMO experiment.
Nice.
But we liked it so much that we kept it going. And so here we are 4 years later. And it's a really cool thing. And then, of course, I do little side things using tools like the little phone apps that kind of just are, hey, this is what's going on. Some of the stuff that I do offline, or not offline, some of the other stuff I do is I'm co-organizer of the local chapter of the Social Media Breakfast here in San Antonio, Texas, as well as the organizer for the Social Media Club chapter here in San Antonio. And so that kind of stuff keeps me busy and keeps me going. And I just love all of these tools. I've got that shiny object syndrome that many of us suffer from. But I am not looking for a cure, because I'm perfectly blissfully happy with the shiny object syndrome.
Nice.
Nice. Me too. Well, squirrel.
Yes. Well, Jennifer, we really appreciate you coming on and sharing this. I'm so excited to learn about it myself. And I hope that many people who are listening to this will also be encouraged to get out there and participate in NAPODPOMO. And you can find more information at napodpomo.ning.com. We'll certainly link that up in our show notes here as well. And of course, I just looked and I see that we can also follow you on Twitter at twitter.com/epodcaster as well. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, both of you, for having us. And then, of course, for having me. And then, of course, for promoting podcasting, because it's a good thing.
Yeah, well, we are very blessed to have a wonderful conference like NMX to give us this environment to do that as well. Well, Megan, I'll tell you, anything else that you want to share about the conference? Any other news or exciting things happening that maybe I'm not even aware of yet because of secret meetings behind the curtains?
None that I can share yet, but just a few minutes before we started podcasting here, I did get a message from a member of the team wanting to go over some things with me, so hopefully I'll have some more next week.
Awesome. And of course, we are here each and every week between now and the start of the conference in January. Of course, that's coming up January 6th, 7th, and 8th in Las Vegas. There's still time to sign up today. You can go over to nmxlive.com. Again, nmxlive.com, and get registered. We're going to have a blast. And I just can't even begin to tell you how excited I am about this podcast awards ceremony. That is just the icing on top of the cake.
Yes, it is.
All righty. Well, that is going to do it for now. If they want to follow a little bit more about what's going on with the podcasting month, I guess they just head over to, is it still Blog World Expo for the blog?
There is some stuff over there. I know we're in transition, so it can be found at some of it can be found at Blog World, but also NMX Live.
Or twitter.com/NMX podcasting.
That is correct.